This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I really do. I enjoy when you tune in, when you send me email messages during the show and all of that. It shows me you're paying attention. That's always cool. And B, give me some great ideas, guests that we could have on the show. Right? And again, got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to know what's going on. Don't be those people. I say this to you all the time. Don't be those people that see something pop up on their screen and then they throw it out there like it's gospel truth. Please don't do that. Anyway, a lot going on. Yes, I'm going to spread more conspiracy. Well, that's what they call it anyway. So we're hearing now that the voting machines that were audited just happened to have things missing that could prove fraud. Right? I mean, when you have hard drives that are missing or backup drives or that kind of stuff, don't you think you ought to investigate a little? Why would somebody pull out these hard drives or pull out memory? Because, you know, memory sticks, memory chips can retain as well. Right? And frankly, I'm starting to believe more and more as the days go on that this coup, this attempt, I hope they don't succeed. This attempt by the Democrats in conjunction with China and others to basically overthrow the U.S. government. I mean, think about it, with election fraud. We would never let this happen in another country. Never. We don't. We go to make sure that the elections in other countries are honest and above board. Right? So, and there were many involved in this. This wasn't just one group. That's why there were so many mistakes. This was not a well-oiled machine. The amount of votes that Trump was going to win by totally threw these people off guard. And now it's starting to fall apart. The key pieces of evidence suddenly are disappearing. There's no chain of, chain of evidence, who had it last. They can't find those logs anymore. Right? The machines, they're missing chips. Why would certain machines be missing memory chips and others not? But this is all conspiracy. Right? And what's shown over and over again from machines that have been taken from different states is the computer system show the vote adjudication logs for prior years, but all adjudication log entries for 2020 don't exist. They is gone. And if they show all the logs from the prior years, then you know exactly what happened. They swapped the chips. So what do you think that can mean? Because there's no way, again, you're talking about it was computers for 20, 25 years. There is no way that chip doesn't have any, even if it was erased and re-imaged, there is a way, the FBI knows how to do it, I know how to do it. There is a way to get the data off of that chip, off of that hard drive, even though you wiped it out and wrote over it. We used to, when I was in the business, you had a military level wipe and you had a consumer level wipe. The consumer level wipes you could always get the information back from. Military level, not so much. So why would only the Canadian, I mean, I'd love an explanation from somebody on the left who says, no, this stuff doesn't happen. So why is it that only 2020 election cycle is gone? Why would they, the other ones, removed or gone? Right, a lot of these logs are empty, blank, or have holes in them. Now, forensic audit so far, or a forensic exam, found that the voting machines rejected an extraordinary number of ballots for adjudication, which is a manual process in which election workers determine the ultimate outcome for each ballot. And what I learned tonight, earlier tonight, if I could find it, I try to take notes while I'm taking notes. What I had learned was that in Michigan showed a 68% error rate. In 68%, not 0.068, not 0.68, not 6.8, 68%. 68 out of every 100 ballots had a problem of some kind. And in Michigan, what happens when it happens, the ballot doesn't necessarily get kicked out. It gets what they're calling adjudicated, where you're supposed to have somebody who works for the state, somebody who's a Republican, somebody who's a Democrat sitting there watching over where that vote goes. But in most cases, that didn't happen. So when people say, get over it, the election is done, you lost. No, the election is not done because it was stolen. Because the average adjudication rate or error rate, it's, ready for this? In prior years, it's been pretty consistent. 0.008. Does that sound like 68% to anybody else? Because I didn't do so good in math. I wasn't good in school. Right? So for those Democrats out there, listen, I told a friend of mine who's a Democrat today, I said, look, here's the deal. If you could look me in the face and tell me that there was no cheating going on, and that Joey B won fair and square, then we can't be friends. Because it's just not true. There's no way you could back that up. You could substantiate the fact that it was a clean, level field. Joe Mazzini, your host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Stay by the radio or your phone or whatever. Want you back on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give me a call. Always curious as to what you're... Look, if you're in the Northern California area, we broadcast on the AUN network. I see America's Uncensored News as well. But that's video. Can't get that on your radio. You can find us in San Francisco, San Rafael, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley, all on that AUN network. So if you're listening on that, thank you. Appreciate it. If you're listening on GCN network, that's always a pleasure as well. We have a few Salem stations sprinkled through the mix as well. And however you listen... I prefer you listen over the radio, but frankly, I know some of you guys tell me you can't get it in your area or whatever. No, call me. Let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I can help you find, well, maybe not help you actually find the stations that we're on, but at least I can help you, or help get on those stations so you can listen there. We're always willing to help some of you. I can't believe some of you have called me from Alaska and said, hey, I need, I need to be able to listen to you up in Alaska. I said, wow, I can't imagine. And there's quite a few stations up there. So we're trying to get on some stations up there. We're trying to work some deals with the station owners, station managers. I told you I will always take a shot. I will try to make something work. I will try to get you what you're looking for, what we're looking for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, I don't know if you know this or if you've been paying attention to it. The Amazon, Microsoft. Now, some of you say, yeah, they're making a boatload of money. But do you really know why they're making a boatload of money? I mean, think of Microsoft. They don't need the facilities that they used to have. Working from home, working remotely has opened up a whole new world. And you've got Microsoft, who's totally into software development, right? And in that software development, you don't have to be at the office. I did it years ago. I know what it's like. And you get to work at home. You work on your part of the project. You send it in. You collaborate together. I worked remotely when it was a pain in the butt to do. Right? And it's not, and again, it's not that hard. So you just heard a few minutes ago, I was talking about what was going on in New York State/New York City, where a lot of these big companies, the banking companies and such, have learned, or are learning, or will continue to learn, on how to work remotely. A lot of their people can do that. These are insurance companies, banking companies, that kind of thing. They have learned how to make this happen remotely, so it's a big deal, and it's a positive thing. So, and when you think about that, look at the money it saves. It saves mileage, saves parking. Some of these big cities, in the cities, you got to pay for parking. Sometimes it's like $50 a day, for God's sakes. And even if you buy, a yearly tag for parking, it's still pretty darn expensive. You don't have to have those offices in the middle of Los Angeles. Well, you can't get through the middle of Los Angeles now. But you can have those offices that, are $17,000 gazillion a square foot. You don't need them anymore. A whole new world coming. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a bizarre way. I mean, some of us in the technology business, we've been working remotely for eons. Matter of fact, this is something we always pushed to do because it was so much easier. I could roll out of bed in the morning on my PJs and start working on a project. Right? Stop for lunch. Watch some cartoons, go back to work. You get done. You're working at your own pace. Now, it's tough to do. Some people can't do it. Some people try to do it on their own and work from home, and it doesn't work out well. Takes a little discipline. You learn how to do it, though. Especially when you start getting things done, you feel so much better. The results of an audit of ballot counting machines in Antrim County, they're now going to be made available to the public. Now, the judge authorized the release of the report on Monday. A lawsuit filed last month by Bill Bailey led to the forensic examination, which was done by the Allied Security Operations Group in Texas. The audit takes a closer look at the voting operations, how they were counted, how they were reported. Now, the beauty behind this sometimes is that if Dominion was smart, they would have put something in their contract where they had to pick up the machines after every voting cycle to be secured and cleaned. But they weren't smart enough to make that happen. The article goes on to say that they have a copy of the report where the firm ASOG concludes the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systematic fraud and influence election results. We're working to break down the details in the report, he said, and we'll bring it to you as more details come. And this is something we're going to have to stay on. We'll have to keep looking at it, because they're not going to tell us. Government isn't going to tell them. God forbid. If truly, if Joey B truly takes over, what information will we get? Right? What information will we get? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556, right? All right, we're back in. What is it with these guys? Especially the Dems. What is it with, I mean, sexual misconduct allegations again surface against potential Biden attorney, attorney general pick, Andy Cuomo. Andy Cuomo. That's sad. That's sick and sad. Sexual misconduct allegations were alleged against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Well, listen, maybe they were at the same pool party. Remember Joey B? He had the same things leveled against him, didn't he? And the allegations against Cuomo were made by one of his former advisors, progressive activist Lindsay Boylan. Progressive. She's on his team. She made the allegation on Twitter in a series of tweets on her experience with sexual harassment. Yes, New York Governor Cuomo, she said, sexually harassed me for years. Many saw it. This has always happened. And watched. And she could never anticipate what to expect next. Would I be grilled at my work, which was very good, or harassed about my looks? Would it be both? Maybe the same conversation. That's the way he worked for years. This is nothing new. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of lawmakers unveiled a pair of coronavirus aid bills on Monday, one containing $747 billion in new PPP loans for small businesses, an unemployment insurance extension, and funding for vaccine distribution. The other contains $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and a provision that offers legal protections from COVID-related lawsuits. Senator Mitt Romney is part of the group of lawmakers that came up with the bills. The Utah Republican tells CNBC that Congress needs to get stimulus funds out to struggling Americans right away.
We have people that are going to lose their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas.
And to keep that from happening is a high priority. We want help also for people that need mental health facilities. We need help for small businesses desperately. We got a lot of businesses just hanging on. So this is another round of PPP grants and loans to small businesses. This is money that needs to get out right away.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Trouble Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you part of. Really, I mean that sincerely. You know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of what we need to do to make things better. We, man, there's so many different kinds of stories out there. I don't want to hang on any one thing. I hope some of you appreciate and realize, I do not want to hang out on, you know, stealing the election 24/7. There's so many other things going on. And mainstream media is not covering any of these. Like the sexual, I mean, is this like in the DNA of the elected Democrats? The sexual assault is part of what you do? Let me see, we pass bills, we open up offices, we do meet and greets, we sexually assault our employees. And no. No, it shouldn't be. You know, we have the same thing going on here in California. And moving Katie Hill along. Was she sexually assaulting her boys? Probably not, but she was having sex with them. I don't know about the assault part. I know one was very, very, very concerned with her behavior towards her. That was a trouble one. Remember that? Yeah, okay. Not something I want to keep remembering, that's for sure. But, you know, more sexual misconduct. Billy Bob Clinton. Remember him? I mean, some of you, this is rubbing the wrong way, but it goes all the way back to, look at Jack Kennedy. And really, you guys seem to have the problem with this, the big problem with this, which I don't understand, but whatever. So Cuomo come up, you know, against this, obviously, in New York, Governor Cuomo. Again, the woman says she sexually harassed her for years. Why isn't she being, why isn't anybody taking her story, if you would? And she was always worried when she came to work, she didn't know what she was going to get from him. Not knowing what to expect was the most upsetting part, she said. And no one would do a darn thing. Well, she used a different word, but no one would do a darn thing. Never. You ever notice that? I've started to say this in the last segment, but I never got around to it. Was, look at Weinstein. I mean, here's a man, 16 people should be in jail right alongside him. That's my own personal opinion. 16 people who set up, who watched these girls to go in to be abused. And they didn't all go in to be abused. Now, some of them went in there knowing exactly what was going to go down and what was going on. They wanted to further their career. They said so. But that is, you know, again, just for clarity, that still doesn't make it right. I know the women seemed not to be totally okay with it, but felt or understood it was a thing they had to do to get into the movies. Shouldn't be. Should never be that way. But for people around them to allow that to happen, it's just as bad. She said not knowing what to expect was the most upsetting part. The other part of it was that no one would help me. No one would say anything. She said, no one, and I know I'm not the only woman, she continued. I'm angry to be put in this situation at all. That's because I am a woman. I can work hard my whole life to better myself, to help others, and yet still fall victim to countless women over generations have dealt with the same thing. You know what? I'm going to get nailed for this. But that's because you allow it to happen. And when I say that, I don't mean that you give in like sheep. I'm saying you women should band together. You started it with the Me Too movement. What happened? You had momentum going. You had them on their heels. What happened? And the funny thing about it was the people that would have helped you the most were people in the conservative movement. Or in the conservative world. And I don't care whether they were Republicans or Democrats that you'd be going after. It needs to be removed. It needs not to be happening. A woman or a man, happens to men too, should never, ever, ever be worried about going to work and having to do sexual favors or being sexually assaulted to keep their job. Now, again, I want clarity of sexual assault because this makes me nuts. I agree that nobody should be touched unless they want to. Let's get that out of the way first. But a man coming up and putting his hand on your shoulder and said, you know, good job or whatever, or I need your help with this particular client, I don't believe that's sexual assault. Some of the stuff that I've read, some people think it is. Right? But if you don't want to be touched and you said, don't touch me, then maybe it's physical assault. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's not sexual assault. All right? I mean, to me, it's that simple. And when somebody's actually forcing themselves on you, trying to give you a kiss or grab you or do something to you, that's sexual assault. That needs to be stopped. That needs to be spoken up, and that person needs to go. And it seems to happen mostly with men in positions of authority, with a lot of power. Cuomo's been asked in recent weeks about his interest in the Attorney General spot. The AP reported just this week, he said in a public radio interview in New York, I have no intention to run for president or vice president or go to the administration. Now, Biden considering a Cuomo for Attorney General, Biden's not considering him. It's the team in the back that's considering him. It's the ones that are running Joe that are pulling the strings. Those are the ones that are considering him. News that Biden's reportedly considering Cuomo for Attorney General raised alarms of critics who brought up Cuomo's hobbled. You know what? He's not hobbled. He's a loser. Look at all the people he's killed, all the seniors he allowed to die. And he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what could happen. But he didn't want him in the street. He didn't want to have to deal with him any other way. If you're in a nursing home, the nursing home has to deal with him. And he knew it. Before a three-month examination by the New York Times found the governor's office deeply compromised the panel's work, objecting whenever the commission focused on groups with ties to Mr. Cuomo or on issues that might reflect poorly on him. Right? I mean, there's a commission called the Moreland Commission. And it supposedly was put together to weed out corruption in New York City. And yet de Blasio is still there. Ultimately, Mr. Cuomo abruptly disbanded the commission halfway through what he had indicated would be an 18-month life. And now, as the Democrat governor seeks his second term in November, federal prosecutors are investigating the roles of Mr. Cuomo and his aides. Why did they shut it down? This is an excerpt from a recent report. Yeah, why would you shut it down if it wasn't... You know, it's funny, if Trump shuts something down, they're all over him like white on rice. What's he hiding? Democrat does it, it's no big deal. Part was, he's got the authority. You watch. God forbid, if Biden makes it in, you watch the in-your-face blatant double standards right? Blatant, in your face, double standards from the Dems towards the Republicans and vice versa, right? That simple. So we're finding out more and more in every state. I mean, what do you do at this point? I'd love, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and or, the other thing you do, give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, wow, this just gets better and better. Again, they actually, I have the video, we're doing radio, so I can't really show it to you. But the audit of that Michigan County, you know, Dominion voting, but they're showing you how it's done on screen in video. Show you exactly how it went down. Right? Now, the machine has been programmed to intentionally tag them with errors so they can be manually fixed. Well, what needs to be fixed? Were there that many that... That's the big deal. When you think about it, it's for Donald Trump, what do you do? Like I said, he won by so many votes. They were lost. To put it in street vernacular, they were screwed. They didn't know what to do. Now, Governor Nuisance is at it again. California officials defy ICE detainer. You ready for this one? And they release a convicted child murderer back into society. See, again, they hate Trump, they hate ICE, they hate this country. They gotta hate you. Why would you release a killer into the city, knowing what he's gonna do, or really understanding what he's programmed to do? Sherman Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry.
I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. I do want you engaged. Head up to the website. Get all the information up there. Real simple stuff. California officials defied an ICE detainer. And they released a convicted child murderer. This is nothing new for these people. Again, they hate us so much. I keep telling you that. You don't listen to me. I don't know why. It's obvious in their actions. They can't stand us. So they defy the ICE detainer to release a convicted child murderer. And this is because of the sanctuary policies that the state has. Puts criminals back on the street. An undocumented immigrant serving time for killing of a child was released from a California prison earlier this month despite an ignored request for federal immigration agents that could be handed over. They wanted him because he was wanted on such a heinous crime. But no, California, we can't deal with the feds. We don't dare let a convicted child molester, or child murderer, I should say. We don't dare let them go back into the custody of ICE, where they might have to go to jail. No, what we'd rather do is put that couple in Michigan in jail that simply walked on their property with their own guns to protect their property. That is a more heinous crime than a child murderer. These people are demented. This is sick at every level. Do you get this? And if you're a Democrat listening to the show, how do you belong to that party? How do you belong to that mindset? I have to ask. Because if the Republican Party had the same principles, I'd be out of here. Carlos Morales, 44, left a Valley State Prison in Chowchilla on December 4th. ICE News released the information. He was in 1998, Morales Ramirez, a citizen of El Salvador. He was convicted in Los Angeles County of second-degree murder and assault on a child. Right? With great bodily injury causing death. California Department of Corrections told Fox News it could not find a record of Morales Ramirez anywhere. Okay. Whatever. California sanctuary state policies allow law enforcement agencies to ignore detainer requests from ICE. The agency lodges a request in an effort to take custody of jail and prison inmates, right, to make sure that they start the removal process. Now, they grant law enforcement officials discretion to cooperate with immigration authorities in instances where serious or violent crimes have been committed. We're talking about the murder of a child here, right? Is that too much? So rather than working with our officers to ensure the convicted, aggravated felon was handed over to ICE, he was released back into the community. And the ICE officers were forced to spend more money and more time to look for him and rearrest him. Makes all this, remember, they're wasting your tax money when they do that. And then on top of that, if he kills another kid, they're going to say it's not their fault. Nothing is their fault. It's definitely the party of non-responsibility. I keep telling you that. It doesn't matter what policy they put into place. If it doesn't work out like they say it was going to, and it causes more trouble, it's not their fault. Defenders of sanctuary policies argue it encourages undocumented immigrants to come forward as witnesses to crimes and report crimes when you do this to them. No, it doesn't. This guy was a murderer. They'll applaud you for taking him off the street. Are you serious? Nobody is running around arresting illegal immigrants just because there's nothing to do that night. Right? The policy to release this guy was dangerous. He killed a child. This isn't like he killed a grown man in a barroom brawl over a woman. He killed a kid, a child, somebody who didn't deserve it in any way, shape, manner, or form. The California woman was stabbed to death last year by an undocumented immigrant, Carlos Eduardo. I'm not even going to go through it. He's got like four names. Before the murder, ICE lodged several detainer requests against him, and they were never honored. See, I think the person who gave the order to let that person go becomes an accessory to murder. Anybody with me? Anybody? Raise your hand. You with me? Good. So you see what I'm saying here? There's no pain. That's what's the problem with all of this. There's no pain here. There's no downside for doing the wrong thing. That simple. Love it. All right. Oh, yeah. I know. Bill Barr steps down. And then depending on how you look at it, I mean, some of you really, 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 really disliked him. Couldn't wait to see him go. But I don't know what you do now. No, I really don't. I'm not saying good, bad, or different. I don't know what you do now. He's only got like 30 days. I don't know. He couldn't hang out 30 lousy days. Or do you want to put up with the aggravation? About 30 plus, a few days after. Yeah, that's what makes this crazy, right? And then Barr resigned. He touted the president's record and his accomplishments, so he didn't go out and say, this guy's a buffoon, I got to get out of here. despite what he called a partisan onslaught, relentless, just you know what? The resistance was unrelenting. No president has gone through what this president's gone through. No group of people. Think about something. They've been attacking this president from the day he announced he was going to run. They've been making fun of him. And then anybody who supported him now needs to go to, you know, re-engineering camp for the brain. And this group wants unity. They want us to get along. They want us to put all the differences aside as they pounded on this guy for 4 years. Me, for one, I'm not so forgiving. I will be relentless with Democrats, elected Democrats locally, elected Democrats at the state and federal level. I will be relentless. I am tired of the hypocrisy from the left. I'm tired of them telling us how nasty and how mean we are, how much we don't care, and we don't want to honor other people's rights. You know, it's really funny. I love the LGBTQ stuff because it's just so easy. It's so blatantly in-your-face easy. We're supposed to give them every right that they ask for, sneeze for, write down on a piece of paper, have a thought that they should have. Yet I don't have a right to gather and worship right now. I can't bring my Bible into schools in a lot of cases. Can't pray with the kid on school grounds. But I can read him the book that Johnny has two daddies. Sally has two mommies. It's normal. You should Google Amazon. I think the book's called It's Normal. It shows kids, ways of having sex. Kids. Illustrated. Male on male, female on female. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't do animal sex. There was nothing in there that was held back. But you don't have a right to even question that because they'll be all over you. We are, you know, I've been telling you guys for years, I don't know who's moving, who's not moving on it. I'd love you to send me pictures at times as to what you're doing. You need to get out there and fight. Dr. B was one of the first people I knew that actually took the advice that I gave her, and she ran for city council and won. They want more people like us out there. They want more people in these positions, unless they out and out steal it. But that's up to you and me to really get on the case. Let them know they're watching. We're watching them. I'm not joking. I'm serious. We should have made them call it the SWAT teams the night of the election. When they put those barriers up in Detroit, people should be getting on other people's shoulders and pounding on the windows. Seriously, we should have got them, we should have made them just as afraid as they try to make us when they call in BLM, when they let Antifa get away with all kinds of stuff. If you ever want to see the left's viewpoint, I mean just blatant in-your-face viewpoint, all you got to do is pull up MSNBC on one screen. Right? As much as whether you agree with Fox or not, even now today, you know, you've got MSNBC on one screen, CNN on the other, and put Fox in the middle, and look at the major league differences in the titles of the different stories. Same story, different titles. Right? I mean, Trump has a real problem. I'm not going to say we're telling the truth, but it's a real problem with just laying it out the way it is. When he's mad, when he was mad at Bill Barr, he called him, like, you know, useless and every name in the book, and very disappointed. I can't believe what he's doing. And now on his way out, he's telling you he was a nice guy. He was a good attorney general. He was a good, honest guy. I wish Trump would just lay it out and leave it there. Good, bad, or different. Stop going back and forth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it for future use. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. I really do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the air, sharing your stories with me, sending me emails, being up in the chat room, because I like it when you're involved and engaged. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And you are listening to The Real Side.